From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. During its time of operation, the old Idaho Penitentiary had thousands of people pass through its gates. However, not everyone who arrived got to leave. This could be why the prison is now considered one of the most haunted spots in the entire Gem State, prompting visits from paranormal investigators and, of course, plenty of curious tourists. So joining us now to talk more about this site is Historic Sites Administrator Anthony Perry. Anthony, nice to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Gemma.
Okay, let's start today by talking a little history about the old pen, if we can. Can you give us a little bit of background? For example, when was it built?
Yeah, it actually opened up when Idaho was a territory back in 1872. And the first prisoners arrived then in 1872. Majority of the site was actually constructed by prison labor, which meant everything from quarrying sandstone in the surrounding foothills to the act of constructing the walls and even the cell houses.
So what were the conditions like for the inmates? And let's put it in perspective of the time, right? I mean, things are different nowadays than they were at a penitentiary that, as you said, opened in, 1892.
Yeah, the conditions were rough. The prisoners were sentenced to hard labor and they were expected to work. They slept on straw-filled mattresses, on metal bunks, and cell houses heated with geothermal radiators. And for the first 55 years of the prison's history, they didn't have any plumbing in their cells. So they utilized buckets that were emptied once a day that they nicknamed honey buckets. Beyond that, they grew their own food. They raised and cattle. They raised and butchered livestock and lived in fairly archaic conditions.
Mm-hmm. And the pen was open for what? About 100 years, correct?
Yeah, 101 years, actually. It closed in 1973, and our agency, the Idaho State Historical Society, took over the site and opened it officially on December 14th, 1974. So this year actually marks the 50th anniversary of the old pen as a museum.
Okay, I want to talk about some of the more notorious inmates that were held at the prison. Who would you say is one of those inmates?
You know, probably the most well-known was Harry Orchard, and he worked as an assassin for mining unions around the turn of the 20th century, and his last assassination on behalf of the Western Federation of Miners was a former Idaho Governor Frank Stunenberg, which he wired dynamite to the front gate of Frank's Caldwell home.
And how many prisoners died at the old pen? I mean, do you have that number or estimate?
Yeah, you know, we continue to find several deaths. Right now, our number is up to 130 that we've confirmed at the site.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, the prison is very well known for its paranormal activities. And there are numerous paranormal groups that come and visit. The pen has been on television shows about paranormal activity, investigating the site. So my question is, have they ever found anything?
You know, yes. We work with a group called Big River Paranormal regularly on top of all the other private groups that come through. And Big River Paranormal has captured several EVPs, like voices answering questions, saying their names, saying yes or no to different things. And they have that evidence on their website on bigriverparanormal.com. And there are several photographs and different things that have been sent into us. And a lot of visitors have shared a lot of their experiences as well.
Okay. Have you ever experienced anything?
You know, I have. One of the first things I experienced was being in the administration building down at the front desk, you know, and I was the only person on site, on staff, and I heard somebody walking in upstairs and realized I was the only person in the building. I've also, last year, I was cleaning up a cell house and I decided to shut a window that had been open for years and years. And I shut it, and right after, I heard this growl behind me that asked, "What
no.
are you doing?" Yeah. And my
no.
hair stood up. I ran out the building, and I don't really, you know, like to put a lot of weight into this, but that really shook me up for a while.
I said, what are you? Literally, you heard a voice say, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, I was the only person in the yard and in that building at the time, and yeah, that definitely shook me up a bit.
Did somebody go back and open the window for that spirit?
It's still shut, so
Was going to say, I mean, because that certainly wouldn't be me volunteering to
No,
go and open that window back up. So I know, as we mentioned, a lot of folks come because they really are interested in that paranormal activity. So I'm assuming that visitors have reported experiencing things too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had visitors say things have touched them, have grabbed them, reaching their hand into cells and something's pulled their arm. That constant feeling of being watched when you're in an empty building. We've had visitors and staff who have gone into buildings and swore they heard what sounded like, a party going on, like there are a bunch of
What?
people in this building, and only to find out that they're the only person in the building. And that's, I hear that quite often, actually.
Well, I'd be okay hearing a party versus the growling of, what are you doing? I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah.
There's a part, my understanding though is that there is an area of the prison, right, where a lot of these experiences tend to happen more often.
Deaths and different things occurred throughout the whole site. Most people think, oh, it would be in maximum security and death row. There was an execution that occurred there, but not a lot of experiences happened there. It's mostly in what we call three house or four house that visitors and staff and investigators have experienced, seeing shadow figures leaning over cell tiers and darting past and hearing noise things. But honestly, basically everywhere at the site, somebody died, so.
And do most of these experiences happen in the evening, or is it, during the day? And I only ask that because every time I've seen like a television show about the Old Penn, it's usually like, these paranormal investigators, they stay overnight, and then, these happen at night. But I mean, your tours are open during the day, and so I'm just curious if if there's a time of day that these things happen more often.
People have reported things set at all hours. During a normal day, we're open 7 days a week. Right now, noon to five, and we've had visitors at 2 o'clock who felt something or heard something while in different buildings. So, I think nighttime, it's quieter, and you can hear and pick up more of those things. But honestly, people have had experiences at all hours.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I've been to the Old Penn, many times over the years, and there is an energy that you feel at the Penn, and I have never experienced a paranormal event. I would probably have a heart attack, and then you'd all have to come out and help me. But in all seriousness, there, I mean, do you? There is there there is a there. I mean, the best way I have to describe it is there is an energy there that you really do feel when you're on those grounds.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree with you. I've been here now for 10 years, and we try to focus on the light and just the history. But if you go searching, often you'll find something here.
Or you try to close a window and you'll find something.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
Just trying to
saying.
help,
I know, right? Like just trying to close a window. So, Anthony, before I let you go, can we talk a little bit about some of these new tours that you have coming up for folks who are interested in learning more about the prisons? I guess we can call it that darker history.
Yeah, actually. So this last month, we ha had several October Halloween themed events, and those are over now. But November, on November 8th and November 15th, you can come out and take a night tour. And our tour guides kind of tell some of the darker stories, and you get to experience what the prison is like in the evening. And if you're interested in our history and the paranormal, we do host a podcast here called Behind Gray Walls. And our
Oh.
last episode is actually an interview with Big River Paranormal. So, kind of a good episode to listen to this week for Halloween.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking to us today. I think it is just such a fascinating site, and it's really right in our own backyard in Boise. So thanks for taking time today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.